AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama plans to talk to Americans Sunday night about terrorism and what he's doing to keep us safe.
Aides say the president will provide an update on the investigation into the shooting at the San Bernardino County Health Department, which the FBI is investigating as a terrorist attack. Officials have said there are signs the couple that carried out the shooting may have been radicalized, but details are still being sought as to how and when. Meantime, we're told Obama plans to discuss the broader threat the U.S. now faces from the Islamic State group and others, and his conviction that America will destroy this organization and must do so without sacrificing its values. Mark Smith, Washington.
The FBI has not said what it was looking for in a raid early Saturday at the home next door to where San Bernardino shooter Syed Farouk's family used to live in Riverside, California. Neighbors say authorities with guns broke windows and used a cutting torch to get into the garage. A neighbor says an old friend of Farouk's lives in the house. Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. is urging students, staff, and faculty at his Christian school in Virginia to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon on campus to counter any copycat attack like the deadly rampage in California.
I've always thought if more good people had concealed carry permits, then we could end those Muslims before they walk in and kill us.
A standoff at a motorcycle shop in Neenah, Wisconsin ended Saturday with one person dead, a police officer injured, and one person in custody. The police chief says the person killed was not the one who took hostages.
This subject did not comply with officers' instructions to drop the firearm and was subsequently shot at by one or more officers on scene.
This is AP Radio News. Second-ranked Alabama's defense dominated Florida to help Bama win the SEC championship.
The Alabama defense held number 18 Florida to just 15 yards rushing as the second-ranked Crimson Tide defeated the Gators 29-15 in the SEC championship game. After Florida took a 7-2 lead on an 85-yard punt return in the second quarter, the Tide scored 27 straight points. Jacob Coker threw a pair of TD passes, one of 32 yards to Ardarius Stewart and the other 9 yards to Richard Mullaney. Bama's Derrick Henry had a TD and carried the ball 44 times for 189 yards. Gary McKillips, Atlanta.
The president of Colombia says a Spanish galleon that went down off the coast of the South American nation more than 300 years ago may contain the world's largest sunken treasure. The galleon is believed to have been carrying 11 million gold coins and jewels that could be worth billions of dollars. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.